Seattle, Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama says the United States has an ironclad commitment to the security of its Gulf allies and would consider using military force if they are threatened.
As we've declared in our joint statement, the United States is prepared to work jointly with GCC member states to deter and confront an external threat to any GCC state's territorial integrity that is inconsistent with the UN Charter.
Mr. Obama hosted a summit of six leaders and senior ministers from the Gulf Cooperation Council, or GCC, at Camp David, the presidential retreat north of Washington. On Thursday, the six Gulf leaders came to the summit looking for reassurances from Mr. Obama that the U.S. is fully committed to their security. U.S. House of Representatives has overwhelmingly passed a bill giving Congress the right to approve or reject a nuclear deal with Iran. The U.S. and its partners, Britain, China, France, Germany, and Russia, have a June 30th deadline for a final nuclear agreement with Iran. Iran would agree to cut its uranium enrichment program to prevent it from being able to build a nuclear weapon. Western sanctions that have damaged the Iranian economy would be eased. Burundi's presidential office says that President Pierre Nkurunziza is back in the country, saying that a military coup attempted while he was in Tanzania has failed. It's not yet possible to verify if the president has returned to Burundi. Former intelligence chief General Godefroy Niyombare used privately owned radio stations to announce the president's dismissal on Wednesday. The general had been fired from his position as Burundi's intelligence chief in February. This is VOA News. The Islamic State group has released an audio message it says is from its leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, who has not been seen or heard from in months. The message urges Muslims to take up arms in its cause and emigrate to the caliphate that it has proclaimed in areas of Syria and Iraq. He says there is no excuse for any Muslim not to join the Islamic State's war. Western news agencies were unable to immediately verify whether the voice was al-Baghdadi's. Despite a ceasefire in Yemen, continued fighting does continue, that is. Edward Uranian has details.
News media Thursday reported Houthi rebel militiamen fired tank shells and rockets at Sunni tribal fighters in Yemen's third-largest city of Taiz overnight, in one of several reported violations of a humanitarian ceasefire. Saudi-owned Al Arabiya TV reported that Houthi militiamen also shelled their opponents in the port city of Aden, in Dala, in Lauder, and in Marib. The Houthis Al Masira TV said that Saudi planes bombed a market in Hodeida and a civilian vehicle in northern Saada province. VOA could not independently verify the claims. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Nepal's prime minister says the government was not ready for a second powerful earthquake, which struck the country earlier this week. Tuesday's 7.3 magnitude quake killed at least 110 people, triggering landslides and collapsing already damaged buildings. It hit nearly 3 weeks after a 7.8 magnitude quake killed more than 8,000 people living throughout the country. Although the reported purge of North Korea's defense chief and other high-ranking officials may point to instability within the Kim Jong-un regime, the country's economy is showing signs of improvement, as we hear from VOA's Brian Padden.
Part of the reason for this decline is that Pyongyang, during the tenure of Kim Jong-un, has increased the number of border guards and instituted harsher punishments for Koreans caught attempting to illegally cross the border. Because it is more difficult and dangerous to escape, it is also more expensive. It can cost thousands of dollars to pay smugglers and bribe border guards to illegally cross over the border into China. Human rights groups like the Seoul-based Database Center for North Korean Human Rights describe the controls imposed by Pyongyang as inhumane treatment. Brian Padden, VOA News, Seoul.
President Obama has commented on Tuesday's crash of a passenger train in the U.S., thanking the first responders and others who helped the victims of the accident, and called for an investment in U.S. infrastructure.
That's the latest world news from VOA.